Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Lauren Hill brought herself a couple of weeks of freedom. She was to be sentenced to prison yesterday after pleading guilty to tax evasion charges. The sentencing was moved to May 6th to give her a chance to repay a large sum of her nearly $1 million tax debt. Meanwhile, Hill was scolded before leaving the courtroom as the judge said this: "This is not someone who stands here before the court penniless. This is a criminal matter. Action speaks louder than words. And there has been no effort here to pay these taxes." Rapper Jim Jones claims that he was the victim of racial profiling at Newark Airport when he was pulled over by four white officers who ordered him out of the car while they searched him and his vehicle for drugs. His rep said that he was waiting to pick up a friend when he was approached by an officer who told him that he smelled marijuana coming from his car. Upon the search, nothing was found. However, he received a citation for driving without a license. Rapper Wiz Khalifa was not victorious in court as his lawsuit was tossed out. Wiz sued It's My Party, Inc. for canceling his gig at George Mason University. Wiz claims that he was promised $85,000 plus a portion of the profits, suing for $1 million, claiming the show severely damaged his reputation. It's My Party fired back, claiming the deal was never real since he didn't sign the contract. A judge agreed, no contract equals no deal. A jury of six men and six women was accepted by both sides on Monday for the trial of the wrongful death lawsuit filed by Michael Jackson's mother Catherine against AEG concert promoters. In related news, Dr. Conrad Murray appealed his conviction again, with his attorney arguing that her client was made to be an example due to his patient's high-profile status and that multiple legal errors were committed at trial. Singer Rihanna has become the first artist in the history of Billboard's Nielsen BDS-based pop song radio airplay chart to tally 10 number one hits, thanks to her latest single, Stay. Speaking of Rihanna, she's up for 10 Billboard Music Awards, while Taylor Swift, Maroon 5, and Fun lead the pack with 11 nominations. Performers include Prince, Miguel, Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift, and Justin Bieber. The Billboard Awards will air live May 19th from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas on ABC.